Is it essential now that everyone is online? Let's speak to Robert in Barrisford, the good old-fashioned way, on the phone. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Go on, technology, where are you at with it at the minute?
Well, I do. I manage Twitter accounts and I manage Facebook pages. But when it really hit home was when I discovered that my granddaughter had been born on Facebook, rather than my son phoning me or trying to phone me and say, by the way, Dad, you're now a grandparent.
Do you know what? Me and Charlie just looked at each other, really sad there. That to me is, yeah, where it's just gone too fast and too far.
Yeah. I think
it's almost hurtful.
It wasn't done as a hurtful thing.
No.
But it hurt me a lot.
Mm. First grandchild, Robert?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I think it's an excuse for communication. Mm. And I fully agree with Charlie when she says, I'm not on Twitter, I'm not on Facebook, I've got real friends. And I think the real friend syndrome is now gone out the window. Mm. And, you know, friends on Facebook, yes, some of them are real friends, but, not all of them are.
But you use it a lot. You manage accounts. So tell me when it's great, when it's good.
I think it's good for communication in business. It's good for promotion in business. It's good for advertising, but as far as personal, friendly, family communications concerned, I think it's replacing what we used to have years ago. And I think with older generation people now, I mean, I'm 57, mm-hmm. so I don't class myself as old, but I'm getting on. Mm. No one comes around and has a cup of tea with me anymore. No one comes and says hello. Now, the older generation of the people in their late 60s, early 70s, those people who live on their own.
Yeah. But imagine in the future, if this generation we're going through now, who are very at home with Facebook and everything, they will be in touch with more people than ever before at that certain age. Almost, you could say, in the future, no one will ever be lonely when they get old because of technology.
In the future, is that when this generation of people are 60, 70 years old? You're talking in 40 years' time.
Yeah.
So what's happening to the generation of 65-year-olds to 90-year-olds now? They're very lonely.
A lot of them, Silver Surfers we talk about, a lot of them are on Facebook. A lot of them are... Yeah, apparently, Facebook, I've heard, is not for the kids anymore. They don't want to be seen on it. That's what mums and dads and grandmas do. We don't do. We do Snapchat and Instagram, which I have no idea what that means or does.